This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Boy, Mark, there's nothing going on in Boulder or the state of college athletics or anything. It's what do you want to talk about, man? The Rockies lost last night. Maybe we start there.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, let's rehash that. Let's do that.
Man, you got to be feeling it, though. Like, I think even Sean, our friend of ours, Sean Keeler in the Denver Post, wrote something like, the Buffs need kickoff to start, like most schools do, but the Buffs really just need to get to football.
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's always when I was a younger sportscaster and I first got in this business, I used to love training camp, right? You get the training camp and the Broncos are going on, the Buffs are going on. The older I've gotten, I'm excited for about 48 hours, and you're like, okay, I need a game. And we are at that point now. Consider you got to go all the way back to, what, August 2nd, I guess, is when they had their first practice. And, I'm ready for games to start. And, you know, stop the speculation, stop the analysis and all the different things that we do at this point, and let's just kick it off next Thursday in Atlanta.
Mark, I know Coach Prime spoke a little bit about everything that's going on. You know, he's got Shiloh's court hearing. We got this other story that popped up about the Coach Prime logo. Everything. It's just crazy right now. There's just a lot of drama, and I don't know. The truth's going to come out on that logo thing. It's all you got to do is find the paperwork, and we'll see who's messing around here. If this logo designer is really legitimate or not, or his story is, but it's just a lot right before the season starts.
It is. Now, I don't know that it really affects, you know, what's going on in the field or the practices or the guys. This is all, it's all the stuff that surrounds celebrity and prominent people, right? I mean, you know, over the years I've gotten, just because of what I do, I know a lot of, you know, famous people and guys that are in the public eye all the time. Deion takes it, of course, to another level. I mean, he's in another stratosphere. And those kind of people always deal with these sorts of things. I mean, you know, they're okay, did this service get paid the way they were supposed to? And I don't know. So it's stuff that Deion is dealing with. I don't know how much the 105 guys on the field are paying attention nor care about it. And you can tell, as you just pointed out at the top here, it's that time of camp when we've analyzed everything to death. And, hey, we got a couple of shiny things over here we can talk about. And so people like to talk about it. And so it's out there. I haven't paid a lot of attention to it. I have certainly not talked to Deion about it. It's not something I'm interested in terms of getting his take on. But it is out there. And, you know, it'll be a story because it's Deion Sanders. And I don't think it's going to affect what's going to happen a week from Thursday, 1 iota.
Mark, what do you make of what's the rest of what's going on, though, in the NCAA with players? Now, we know this 5-for-5 thing. This seemed like a good idea at first, but the NCAA kind of, in my opinion, really botched this. And now you got players that, well, they weren't eligible because they didn't enroll in 2022, so they left. They went on and signed professional contracts. Now they're going back. Lane Kiffin saying, well, if I didn't do it, someone else was going to do it. Then I see the story of CU, you know, defensive of Urza Christensen. He's not going to be able to do it. And I guess it's just state by state. That's even crazier. It's certain state laws that are going to allow these guys to have restraining orders.
Yeah, and then we're seeing that, you know, the tight end for the Cleveland Browns that was going to go to LSU, and then Ezra doesn't get allowed to come back. And my issue with it, and I tweeted something out, of course you get all the know-it-alls are screaming and hollering me one way or another. My point has always been, just give me consistency, all right? Just make it consistent so we all understand it. And therein lies the enormous weak, soft underbelly, if you will, of the NCAA. That they have not been consistent in this over the years. We've had guys the last few years who have played 6-7 years. There was one 8-year guy last year. And so there seems to have been all these different loopholes, and all of a sudden, okay, Ezra wants a sixth year because of his circumstances. No, you can't have it, but we'll allow the NFL guy to come back, and now the conference is stepping up and saying, well, we're gonna pass a conference-by-conference rule that says we can't accept NFL players. And so it's just there's so many cooks in the kitchen and so many different entities making rules or not making rules, and the NCAA, because that's what the NCAA does, they're inconsistent, Brady, in how they handle things, and that's why it just drives this all crazy out here. I mean, just give me a set of rules that I understand we can all abide by to move on, but because we're up in the air, because there is no antitrust exemption, because there's no collective bargaining, we can't have any of that, and so it's just everyone kind of playing by their own rules, and everyone guessing, is this going to work or that not going to work, and why does it apply there, but it doesn't apply here, and those are the inconsistencies that just drive me crazy about this whole thing.
It's more out of control. I mean, I used to say, you know, this is getting crazier by the day or by the week. Now it's literally by the minute, Mark. We see a new story every minute on social media, sports outlets. Something new is happening that just makes everybody go, really? This is happening now? It's insane.
Yeah, and you know, I've done a couple of speaking events here the last week or so, you know, leading up to the season, and that's the opinion I'm getting from the kind of the fan base as well, is that, listen, man, we love Saturday afternoon, or in our case, it's going to be Thursday afternoon a week from Thursday. We love game day. It's awesome. The game is great. The game is healthy in and of itself. It's all of this extraneous stuff around the game of football that's just it's becoming so disappointing and head-scratching. And leadership, so somewhere, for goodness sakes, where is the leadership to really, you know, get this thing, everyone walking in lockstep in the same direction by the same rules, and somehow able to preserve what makes college athletics unique? It should be, you know, I tell my broadcast crew every single week, for our broadcast, anytime something comes up, or my producer will call me on Tuesday and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And the first question I ask is what we're talking about best for the broadcast, right? That's always that's the baseline for everything. Is it good for the listener, which means it's good for the broadcast? If it's not, we're not going to do it. How come we can't seem to get this enormous monstrosity of a governing body in the NCAA to ask that question about every single thing they do? Is this what is best for the game? They always talk in the NFL that, you know, Roger Goodell is what's best for the shield, right? That's what they talk about in the NFL. Do I think they do that all the time? No. But that should be your starting point with everything. And they have not followed that now. I was on Matt McChesney's podcast yesterday. We got talking about this. And I said, you know, 22 years ago, when I get here, the Jeremy Bloom thing is going terribly, and we're still 22 years later paying the price on that. And so it's just like, you just wonder, how can an organization like this, with all the money running through it and all the eyeballs on it, continue to make one bad decision after another?
Well, Mark, even when they make somewhat of a decent idea, like, again, I kind of like at its core the 5-for-5 thing. It simplifies it. We get rid of the red shirt stuff. But they kind of just throw it out there, and they forget about everybody that enrolled in 2022. Those players that played four straight years are like, wait a second, why? And I'm not a big sue guy. I don't really, you know, I think people sue everybody for anything now. But you kind of see their reasoning, like, wait a second, we would have liked to play one more year. We're basically being punished for being a good freshman. We played as a freshman. We should get that fifth year.
And you know, there's two sides to this as well. There is, and we can beat up on the NCAA, and we should, in large part. The other part is this grievance attitude that everyone's like, well, okay, it didn't quite work out exactly the way I would have liked, and so now I'm going to sue everybody. And so it's coming from both sides. It really is. I mean, we have got, you know, I love how some of these guys, people come back. I understand. People get hurt. We understand. That's part of the whole equation. But this everybody, well, my career didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted, so I'm going to sue to see if I can add to it. And now it's all about, of course, just getting paid on the back end of this thing. And so, listen, greed and envy were always seven of the deadly sins. Now in our society, they're virtuous, right? I'm going to get mine, man. I'm going to get mine. Give me the bag. Give me the bag. That's all you hear guys talking about. Well, if you want to boil that down, what that means is greed. And I understand we all want to get paid. I get that. But it's not like we're talking about, guys, this isn't the guy making $35,000 a year that's got a wife and three kids trying to pay bills. You're talking about 18, 19-year-old young men. I was going to say boys. Now, when you're my age, they are boys. But I understand they're young men. And so the whole thing is distasteful on a number of different fronts as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of times the motivation is not terribly pure when you really sit down and analyze it.
Mark Johnson joining us, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And yeah, we have kickoff this weekend. We have a lot of interesting games happening. But, of course, we know September 3rd, the Colorado Buffaloes. We get to see what this team's really made of going up against Georgia Tech. Cannot wait for next Thursday night, Mark.
I'm looking forward to it. Hey, and how about having a night game?
Yeah.
Up there in Greeley, man. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're behind the times up here in Greeley, Mark. It's been, we're one of the last in the country, I think, to get those lights up. But it's happening. Yeah. We're going to be out there celebrating, tailgating, getting set for Friday night football against Weber State. So, hey, I'm a fan of just this region all being great in football. And it starts on Friday night for the Bears.
Oh, without question. And do me a favor. Then next week when we talk, I want a full scouting report on Weber State because we're going to see them the following week, of course, or I guess in 2 weeks, up in Boulder. So I want a full scouting report on what Weber State looks like so we can get ready for that home opener.
You got it, Mark. You know, you say jump, I say how high, my friend. I will be ready to give you everything you need to know.
And now, Bing, I'm actually driving back to Evergreen right now. I was up in Boulder this morning for practice, and you can tell the players are getting to the point now. They're 3 weeks in about, all right, let's get to a game as well. They're saying the right things. The practices have been intense. I like the way things are starting to shake out a little bit. We're starting to get a little bit better sense, okay, who are the top two at this position? You know, this position's a little bit deeper. I mean, I might say right now if you watch practice, you're going, well, there are four or five running backs that's going to get the significant carries, the way this team is constituted right now. And so there's a lot that I like the fact that we're kind of whittling down, working towards that September 3rd date. But, I think we're all about ready. So it'll be nice on Friday night to finally get the football flying here in Colorado from a college standpoint.
No question about it, man. Mark, really appreciate you, my friend. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week, officially game week for the Colorado Buffaloes.
That'll be good. And so does that mean, are we going to talk on game day or what day do you want to talk to me next week? Any idea?
Whatever you want to talk to me, Mark. Right. We could do every day if you want to, you have the time.
Because we're traveling on Tuesday. We're going out early. And then we've got, Wednesday all day in Atlanta. So I'm just going to, what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit in Atlanta and just sweat. That's all I'm going to do in Atlanta in, early September. I'm just going to sweat and get ready for the game on Thursday. So you let me know.
I'll let you know, man. We always love hearing from you. And like I said, if we could, perfect world, we'll get Mark Johnson on the show every single day.
I love it, man. Let's do it.
Mark, we'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, brother. See you, bud.
All right, there he is, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. You can hear it, man. He's kind of over it. I think a lot of people are over it. I think the people covering the Buffs are over it. I think they're ready. I'm not saying they're over the Buffs. I think they're ready to talk about the games. But there's just been so much drama. Not just around CU, but around college athletics, man. I think people are just ready to check their brains at the door and watch North Carolina and TCU, or better yet, listen to it on Saturday. We're going to be carrying that game for you right here on
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
34 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here, Mike. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.